أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما حرم عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل به لغير الله. With regard to this part of the ayat, وما أهل به لغير الله, we've had quite a few discussions, and Qasim al-Ulum al-Khairat, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, his great exposition on this, which shows this great knowledge which surpasses the great ulama also, and there are great lessons for us to learn in there. One, he explains further in his discussion, he explains there are those people who make animals exclusive for others besides Allah, like any peer or any Nabi or any Wali, that this animal is now exclusive for that. Like Qurbani time, we choose an animal and we say it is now for Allah Ta'ala. But they make it on the name of some peer, etc., which is shirk. And when they slaughter also in his name. So that is clear, that is totally haram, we cannot consume that, and that is shirk. On the other hand, there are those people who are true Muslims, and they only slaughter in the name of Allah, and the animals also is only for Allah. They don't put the animal for anyone besides Allah Ta'ala. Like Qurbani time also, we choose our animal, this is now for our Qurbani, it is only for Allah Ta'ala. If we make the niyat of sawab for somebody, that is different. It's not for that person, on his name, that we are slaughtering, for the sawab of that person. So that is also clear. Then there is a third form which Maulana explained, and that is what is called open shirk and nifaq, hypocrisy also. That the animal is made in the name of some buzur, some nabi, some wali. We make it exclusive for that person. And when we slaughter in the name of Allah Ta'ala. So this is now shirk also, and it is nifaq also. And it is confusing matters, and people get confused also. With regard to such people, the Quran Sharif says, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. That the vast majority of people who outwardly are Muslims, but Allah says they are not Muslims, they are mushriks. It is with regard to this also, and inshallah just now a little bit more discussion, we take this argument and we really see our lives in general, that what our lives are, that have we really got iman on Allah Ta'ala, or are we making shirk with Allah Ta'ala? So this is a very dangerous thing, and we should check ourselves before our maut comes. It's a matter between us and Allah Ta'ala. If we have made public mistakes, we should make public tawbah also. And if we are too, our pride does not allow us, then at least we should make tawbah between us and Allah Ta'ala. And correct our matters with Allah Ta'ala. So Maulana explained then that this matter, it confuses it, and it is where the Quran Sharif says, though they have slaughtered in the name of Allah Ta'ala, then وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اسْمِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. That do not eat of that on which Allah's name has not been taken. Outwardly the name was taken, but in reality this is that the name was not taken. And when the name is taken, they use the argument of the ayat of the Quran, فَقُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Eat of that on which Allah's name was taken. So they say when we slaughtered, we took the name of Allah and we slaughtered. But that animal was made exclusive for others besides Allah Ta'ala. So from this argument, we should see our own lives also. How many of us that we are Muslims only by name? Besides that, there is no namaz in our lives, nothing of Islam in our lives. It is just that we have got Muslim names. So our outward is Islamic, inside there is no Islam. Then there are others amongst us that we have got Islamic names also. We dress, we can make some namazes also, though our dressing is non-Islamic. Our education, our lifestyle is not non-Islamic. Only that we are making a few namazas. Then there are others of us that our names are also Muslim, dressing also Islamic, we make some namazes or we make all the namazes. But inside we have still got the lifestyle of the non-believers. We still follow their ways. Like for example, with this Valentine's Day, we also celebrate it, which is open kufr. We have Halloween parties, birthday parties. All this is totally haram. We just celebrate Christmas also. And all that Santa Claus and all that business we also have. So though our outward may be to some extent Islamic, but our inside, and we still cherish that lifestyle. That education, their lifestyle, their way of life, holidays, etc. Everything of theirs, just the outside form. So Maulana explains further that one is the outside form and one is the inside reality. And when the outside form is opposite to what is the inside reality, preference will be given to the inside reality and not the outside form. What is the reality in the heart? And our private lives, our lives with Allah, that will be given preference to. And not our outward form. At the time of maut, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Our titles won't help us, our outward conditions won't help us. What will help us is what we have in our hearts. So each one of us, very important to see sincerely between us and Allah, between me, my dunya's life and my qabr's life. And my day life on the day of Qiyamah, and my decision for me between Jannat and Jahannam. What is my inside life? How much have I got Islam and I cherish Islam from inside? And how much do I give preference to the non-believers, to their ways? One acid test that came to us was with this virus. How much did we listen to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and how much did we listen to other people? And we followed their ways. How much were we sincere to the commands of Allah? How much istiqamah did we have at that time? Or at that time did our legs slip and we listened to what the non-Muslims had to say, what atheists had to say, and we followed in that way. So on that we should check ourselves. If we had made mistakes, we should correct it or correct it. Make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. We should not be shy between us and Allah. It is a matter of our iman and a matter of our qabr and akhirah. So in all our matters we should see outwardly we can have big titles also of maulanas and hajis and everything. And our outward appearance can be also Islamic. But inside, what is in our heart? Is it the love of this dunya's life, the life of the dunya of the West, the modern way of life, watered down Islam way of life, or sincerely are we wanting Islam in our life? And are we sincere to Islam? We should check on that, and in that also to ourselves, let us be sincere. Let us not fool ourselves. Let not shaitan play havoc with us. And we just making ourselves happy and justify ourselves with various arguments. And in that, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, the more a person has got knowledge of deen, generally today, it isn't to guide him right, but to find loopholes and to justify himself. He's openly in the wrong. Everyone knows he's doing the wrong thing, but he justifies himself and makes himself happy, I'm doing the right thing. So we should be very sincere that we don't fool ourselves, because at that time we can fool the world for some time, we can't fool them also all the time. And nobody can fool Allah for a single moment also. Allah gives us respite. By that we should not think that we are all right. It is just a little respite from Allah Ta'ala, but we should be sincere and correct our matters with Allah Ta'ala. This is a very important and serious matter. And may Allah reward our great ulama, how they have analyzed, and from the Quran Sharif, the laws of the Quran, and the principles they have taken out. And then they have brought it to our attention. And they have gone out of the way to bring it to us. So let us appreciate it and to act accordingly for our own good of our akhirah, and by which our dunya will also be made. May Allah give us all tawfiq.